are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. On Friday, President Obama announced that military tribunals would resume for a number of detainees being held at Guantanamo Bay. So how significant is this decision? What changes are coming to the tribunal system process? Are they good changes or bad? And what does this mean about the future of Guantanamo itself? For answers, we turn to Chapman University law professor Kendra Rotunda, author of Honor Bound: Inside the Guantanamo Trials. Rising to the rank of major in the U.S. Army, Professor Rotunda also served as a prosecutor in the Office of Military Commissions at Guantanamo. And Professor, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
What is your reaction to Obama reviving the tribunals after putting a freeze on them and many people believing they would be scrapped altogether?
Well, I'm glad that he has decided to revive commissions. I've said all along, and many people, experts in the military, have also said that military commissions are really the best and only way to go. It's what the law of war requires, and we really do need to move forward with them. So I'm delighted, I'm glad that he's decided to do that. I do think it's interesting, though, that he proposes these changes there. They really are little more than tinkering. Essentially, what has happened is the Obama administration has gone back, looked at the rules, probably looked at some of the evidence against detainees, I would guess, and has basically decided that what the Bush administration was doing with military commissions was the right way to go. He offers only a few changes. They're minor changes. It's really very much tinkering, and so it's clear that he's really just revived what was already happening.
Is it going to be a problem for prosecutors, Professor, that the changes are basically designed to give the defendants more rights? In other words, how certain evidence was gathered could determine whether or not it's admissible?
Well, it will remain to be seen. I think the greater problem, actually, is this question about that the accused will have greater latitude in selecting their lawyers. There's a lot of question about, you know, what in the heck does that mean? Because under the current rules, there is a lot of latitude. The defendants can either represent themselves. They have appointed JAG counsel, and the defense office has the authority to send them a bevy of JAG lawyers. It's at their pleasure to give them more than one appointed JAG lawyer. And they can also get outside counsel. They get civilian counsel if they want it. The only real restriction there is that their civilian counsel has to be qualified to review classified evidence. And so given these already, this great latitude that the defendants have in selecting their lawyers, it really begs the question of what more can you do? Is it that we're going to be now paying for civilian counsel, or that somehow civilian counsel won't have to be cleared to see classified evidence? These are really the only two ways that they could make it any more broad. So that has people just wondering about what in the heck he plans to do there and how that might end up holding up trials while they go out and, you know, allow defendants to pick and choose, you know, whoever they want from perhaps around the world. So there's a lot of questions about that issue, and that could be a problem. The other thing is that they're looking to resume these trials beginning in September. And President Obama has said that in January, Guantanamo Bay is going to close. So that gives us, if he stays to his deadlines, that basically gives about 4 months for these trials, these 13 trials, to wrap up, which everyone on both sides of these issues, prosecutors and defense counsel, are saying is just really unrealistic. So either that closing date is going to have to slide, or they're going to have to keep Guantanamo open to try these cases and allow them to go past January. So there's a number of logistics issues and things that they think could possibly hold up the trials. But again, these few things he's suggested, there's a handful of them, and they really are not substantive in many ways. They're just restating, you know, what's already happening. For example, just quickly, one of the changes, supposed changes, is that President Obama says that there will be protections and that detainees will be able to refuse to testify. Well, that is already in the Military Commissions Act of 2006. They already get complete protection against self-incrimination. So it's just restating what's already there.
We're talking with Professor Kinder Rotunda of Chapman University, served with the Office of Prosecutors and the Military Commissions at Guantanamo Bay. A couple quick questions before we let you go, Professor.
Sure.
Number one, there are those, as you know, ACLU and others, who, even despite the changes that afford the detainees perhaps more legal rights, they just say this is second-class justice for them, and they say this is not the way that these folks should be processed. What do you say to those who just don't even like the idea of military commissions regardless of the structure?
Well, that's not surprising. They've been objecting to military commissions really in any format, even though under the Bush administrations, these enemy combatants have more protections ever than they've ever had in the history of the U.S. And now with the Obama administration, small changes, they're going to have probably a little more. So it's not surprising that they're objecting. A lot of these groups are wanting to bring detainees into the United States so that they will get all of the complete protections that you and I would get in a civilian court. That's contrary to the laws of war. It's contrary to international law. And so, frankly, anything that we do or that the administration does short of giving them complete trials in civilian courts is not going to make the human rights groups happy.
Last 60 seconds here. We just see today that congressional Democrats once again denying the funding needed for the closure of Guantanamo because they say the administration doesn't have a concrete plan to do that. You mentioned the compressed timetable to hold any military commissions before the January deadline. Does it seem to you, Professor, that Gitmo's going to stay open at least a little bit longer than first believed?
Well, it sure seems like it. I mean, he's got people upset on both sides of the aisle now because at first he asked for $100 million to close Gitmo. Now that's down to $80 million. And they're saying, you know, we want a plan. We've kind of put the cart before the horse here when President Obama said that he would close Guantanamo Bay, but he had no plan for what to do with the detainees. And they're hesitant about, you know, sending another $100 million down there to Gitmo to supposedly close this facility without any plans at all. We still have no idea what they're going to do with the remaining 141 detainees down there. So that's not surprising. I hope that Congress holds its ground on that. We do need a solid plan before we go spending another $100 million for the idea of closing Gitmo. We need to know what the heck we're going to do with these detainees.
Professor, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Professor Kinder Rotunda teaches at the Chapman University Law School. She's the author of Honor Bound, Inside the Guantanamo Trials, and she also served as a prosecutor in the Office of Military Commissions at Guantanamo. This is Dateline Washington.